USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police commissioner says there's no mistake. Saturday's deadly mass shooting is a vicious hate crime.
This is someone who has hate in their heart, soul, and mind, and there is no mistake that that's the direction that this is going in.
13 people were shot and 10 killed when a gunman opened fire at a Tops grocery store. Buffalo Police Chief Joseph Gramagilla saying investigators are looking at the online history of the suspect. Police say the 18-year-old male, identified as Peyton Gendron, is charged with first-degree murder. Even as the investigation is ongoing, President Biden says the mass shooting was an act of white supremacy.
The Justice Department has stated publicly that it is investigating the matter as a hate crime, racially motivated act of white supremacy and violent extremism.
The suspect's online manifesto had extreme views from the left and the right. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The price of gas is setting another record high. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumped 2 cents a gallon to $4.47. That's the highest price ever for the sixth day in a row. We're learning a little bit more about the new White House press secretary. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the White House announced, the new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Pro-abortion rallies taking place across the United States this weekend. Some of the organizers of the protests making it well known of their intentions. Rachel Carmona is the executive director of the Women's March.
Today is day one of an uprising to protect abortion rights. It is day one of our feminist future. And it is day one of a summer of rage.
The Pennsylvania Senate primary is Tuesday, and three Republicans are facing off in a very close race for the nomination. GOP candidate David McCormick joins Fox News and says Pennsylvanians need a change.
Pennsylvanians are focused on this, and they're realizing this is probably the most important race of their lifetimes in terms of their votes in Pennsylvania. And they're angry. They're angry about record inflation that's killing working families and hurting elders on fixed income and small businesses. They're distraught that the energy industry is being attacked here in Pennsylvania, that's driving up fuel prices.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister says Finland and Sweden's move to apply for NATO membership point to a promising future.
NATO has learned on the mistakes and the political mistakes which has been done back in 2008 by making promises without delivering.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Ukrainian deputy prime minister Olga Stefanishina's comment was in reference to Ukraine's still pending application to the alliance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.